They say nothing is stronger than the bond between mother and daughter. And me and my mom, we got that on lock. This is me and my mama, unplugged.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the fourth episode of Me and My Mama Unplugged. Now, look, clearly you can see that my mama is not here. We on the road. We in Tampa, Florida, doing some ministry. So she is resting up because we're getting ready to head to Virginia Beach to do some more ministry. Now, I wanted to tap in with y'all nonetheless to share with you guys what God has placed upon my heart and also what has been happening while we've been in Florida. It has been incredible here in the beautiful city of Tampa, Florida. And I shared with you guys last week that my mom and I literally got to effectively minister the gospel and witness to people, 79 people, without social media announcements, without any promotion, without any of that. The Lord literally just designed it for us to be able to reach all of these people across three different states, three different cities, and all within a matter of 7 hours. Now, we're in Tampa, Florida. We got brought out to do the Black Heritage Festival, which is one of the largest African-American music festivals in the United States. And so you've got incredible acts, iconic hip-hop acts like Full Force. You got Morris Day and the Time, who are also iconic, legendary status. And you've got myself, a Christian hip-hop artist. And it was absolutely incredible being out there. Now, it didn't come without some challenges, really weird challenges this time. I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm like, this is just really weird. Like, Lord, what is happening? I didn't expect none of this. But nonetheless, they got up there, they did their thing. I got the opportunity to do my thing and to witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. I did a set. It was incredible. God showed up. And it was really challenging at the same time, too, because I actually had to memorialize my mom's best friend, as well as my friend Tempest. And it was very difficult, you know what I mean, to put that entire segment together and not cry while I was up there trying not to think about it. And while I'm up there ministering and while I'm up there doing what God has given me to do in music, I'm literally swatting and fighting off bees and I'm getting stung by bees, y'all. While I'm up there ministering song, I'm up there getting stung by bees. And then furthermore, the Lord leads me to do an incredible prayer for the entire city of Tampa. And I'm like, Lord, like, how am I praying? These bees is literally stinging me. But I thought about the apostles and about all that they went through. And I was like, hey, y'all, if they can get, you know, beat for the gospel, I could take a couple of bee stings, I'd be all right. And it was my first time getting sung by bees, so I couldn't show no emotion, I couldn't show no expression, I really couldn't feel how I wanted to feel. I just had to soldier through it, man. So I just want to encourage you, man. Sometimes you're gonna just have to soldier through it, even when you don't feel like it, even when it's an unexpected thing, you know what I mean? So I'm dealing with bees, and I'm dealing with, you know, I'm memorializing an incredible friend, you know, that we had, and I'm just taking all of this in, and I'm trying to handle the mission well and get it done. So I'm up there fighting through all of that, and it's just absolutely insane. It's just absolutely crazy. However, I just press on, I carry on with the mission, and it was such an incredible reward, man. You've got city officials. So like I said, it was dope to be able to pray for the entire city of Tampa while the city officials were there, while all of those people are there. Thousands got to hear, you know what I mean, and the word of God. And I literally held up, you know, not held up, but I had a sign on the huge screens behind me. I had John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. So they was getting it on all sides through the songs, you know what I mean, through the prayer, through that. And it was just really incredible, you know what I mean. Then furthermore, I got to go and do interviews, and it was really dope as well. And I'll never forget the girl. The first question out of her mouth was like, she works with a mainstream radio station and they got thousands of listeners. And she was like, so Britt, tell me what Jesus mean to you. And so I literally, you know, get to, again, share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all of the listeners that listen to that hip hop station. And I'm just looking at the hand of God and how dope it is, because he gave me a word and he was like, hey, I need you to communicate the gospel exactly like this, the way that I tell you to. And I said, all right, Lord. And he's been just moving in such a strong, such a mighty way. And it's just been crazy to see. And then even before that, like the day before the festival, y'all, I had the opportunity to sit on and to speak at a college, a panel, a hip hop panel that they have a hip hop course, and they had me out at the University of Southern Florida, and it was so dope. Again, the only believer in there, the only Christian artist in there, amongst many other mainstream artists. And the Lord just opened it up for me again to be able to share my testimony, to share about Jesus Christ, to take a stance for Jesus Christ. And it was super dope. So much so that, you know, the presidents of the school, of the college and all of that, you know, were coming up and we had conversations and they were telling me thank you and all of this other stuff. But when I look at the hand of God, and I even got to pray for several of the students, I got to pray for several people as well. You know, them asking me like, how do I get closer to God? What does that look like? What does that mean? Can you walk me through that? Literally just showing them how to do that. And I look at how much of an honor it is to be able to lead people to Christ and how God continues to move because I am simply obeying him. I'm not going out of my way to do too much. I'm not going out of my way to really do anything but to follow the voice of God and his leadership. And then from there, you know, today I got to, you know, minister and witness at two high schools. You know what I mean? I got to do a chapel for a girls flag football team that is getting ready to go to state. So that was really dope. I got to, you know, share the word of God with them, encourage them in the word of God and minister to them. Super dope.
Hey everyone, we'll get back to the show in just a moment. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that support our ministry. It's believers like you that partner with us in ministry, helping us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations. To become a patron and partner with us in ministry, simply click the link in the description of this video. Now let's get back to the show.
And then I also got to hit another high school and I got to literally tell them who the Holy Spirit is, you know what I mean? And having them identify with the Lord was absolutely incredible, and openly sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ was just fire. You know what I mean? Like, you got all the students in there, you had the faculty in there, and it was really dope to see the American flag right behind me. It just was crazy. You know what I mean? To witness all of that and how the Lord has allowed my mom and I to minister and reach thousands of people just in a matter of like 3 days with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just get so excited off of that. And I want to encourage y'all, man, like when God gave me that specific word, he's like, look, you already minister, you already do what you do. Now I want you to add this part to it. Like, I could have been nervous, but like, man, well, Lord, I done always done it this way. This is the way I do it. Like, I'm not like, you want me to step in front of all of these people and add this to it, like this element? And I could have been like, I'm scared, man. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. You know what I mean? But however, when you obey the Lord, he gives you the words to say, he guides you, he shows you how to move the way he wants you to move. And when you do that, it's a great impact, not just for you, but for the lives of people, because we literally get to show people to salvation. And what an honor, what a privilege that is. So I want to encourage you, man, like, get out there and share your faith. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. And a scripture that comes to mind for me even right now is when I think about when the Lord said, if you'll be ashamed of me in front of men, then I will be ashamed of you in front of my Father. And I think about that. I'm like, man, like, we got to have a certain level of boldness. We got to step up. We got to step in, and we can't be ashamed for real of who the Lord is. We got to know who he is, and in turn, he will know who we are. And then we get out there and we share the word of God, and lives are going to be changed. And so much fruitfulness, so many incredible things have come from these last 3 days. Like, I'm telling y'all, it has been incredible what is happening even after we leave Tampa. You know, we'll be coming back and there'll be more incredible things. But I just want to encourage you, man, step out on faith and go share your faith. It don't matter if you know the person or not. If the Lord is speaking to you, get out there and do it, and don't be intimidated. Don't allow the enemy to back you in. You know what I mean? To make you think that you shouldn't share the word, because, hey, man, it's not cool to share no gospel. Share the what? Do what? With who? For what? Nah, man, like, you got to get over that. Now you've been looking at myself, you know what I mean? And how initially I really didn't want to preach. I didn't want to do any of that. I was like, Lord, I'm not doing that. You already got me over here doing like Christian hip hop, and I'm not going to hold you. Like it's like all of this whole Christian thing to me is just whack. Like, and I'll just be really honest. Like, that is really how I view preaching. I was just like, man, this thing whack. Like, Lord, you got me with one thing. Like, I'm not finna do another. And I just, and you know, and I look at how the Lord has moved, and it's like he kept putting me in situations where it's like, okay, this is what I want you to do as well. You know what I mean? And sometimes we just have to check our ego, because it's not about us. It's not about what we want to do. When we become believers, we surrender everything to the Lord. That means everything, even the things that he tells us to do that we don't really want to do. But I look at if I would have said no, if I would have been disobedient and kept on rejecting the call to preach, no matter how many times different, you know, leaders and pastors and different ones were like, yo, we want you to preach. We want you to do this. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But I look at all of the lives just today that the blood that would have been on my hands had I not been obedient to God. So I want to encourage you, don't be disobedient and have blood on your hands. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be willing to step out on faith. You have to be willing to trust God. And I'm going to tell you this, it is such a rush when you step into that. It is such a rush when you do what God has called you to do and you're living in the fullness of your purpose. You know what I'm saying? So it's incredible, man, to be able to identify with Christ in any way. So I want to encourage y'all, man, go and share the gospel this week. You feel what I'm saying? Go and share the gospel. Figure out how the Lord wants you to do that. Pray to the Lord. Ask him to open the doors. Ask him to open your eyes to be able to do it. Because it could be somebody that you know. It could be somebody that you don't know. Nonetheless, the Lord still wants you to get out there and do it. Now, look, man, I love y'all. We finna head up the road to another event that we have in Virginia Beach. Straight from Tampa, we going to Virginia Beach. And keep us lifted in prayer. We out here doing the work of the Lord. I love you guys. Keep me in prayer as I keep y'all in prayer. And we're going to see y'all same time, same place next week. This is me and my mama unplugged. Peace.